It's on. If someone is listening to this, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand if someone is listening to this. Rav Daf Nun Zayin Val Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin is, it says, Shedavir Habalim, Bamenez Balim, Bechalim, Yitzap Labina. Why Shnemar Ki Im Labina Tikra? Ki Im Labina Tikra? Will Yitzkim, by the word there, the word makes a drasha. Don't read the Im, read the Aim. Right. Habal not Hamadosa, Yitzap Latoyra, Shnemar, Turret, Sivalan, Moshe, Marashoki, Marashoki, Zakov, Altuki, Marosh, and Herds, Elamirosa means Nair Hamadosa.
Think about Nair Hamadosa.
No, the Gemara is talking, the Gemara is talking and said that if you talk to about a girl, the whole Gemara concludes, talk to about a person during that and then doesn't apply. It means a woman you never saw with the most plain. Habal Achoiso, Bachalim, Yitzap, Luchach, Mashnemar, Emeluchach, Machoisiat, Habal Ashes, Ish, Bachalim, Lutal, Shubin, Elam, Mashnemar, Shubin, Elba. Why in Ashes Ish? Why? Because it means you're going to acquire, you're going to acquire chelik that's not shaykh to you.
What you think about during the day. So what kind
the Gemara says, read the next words, the Gemara, excuse me. Vahane mile, de lo yoda lo. When a man is mechav, he's bal Ashes Ish, de lo yoda lo. He doesn't know who this woman is. He never thought about her from the day before.
Right.
Okay, next. Is Sor avonecha v'chadasecha and your sins to chupar. I did not go up to Eretz from Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Ad chazay sari v'chamikla. I saw my dream barley. Until I saw my dream barley. When I saw barley, then it was time to go make aliyah. Okay, it's one of the questions they have on the nefesh application. Did you see barley in your dream? So when I sit next to me, I smell.
Yeah, I can smell. I can't breathe, so I can't smell you anyway.
Vaita ad chazay sar b'cham what?
You
don't want to get close to the virus. You don't want to get close to corona. Nita kana, don't kiss any mezuzahs. Not joking. Don't kiss mezuzahs anymore.
They're saying that already? You're just making that up?
No, I'm saying that. They says years ago. It says years ago they said this.
Say that. The guy in America has to get him as a Jew.
Don't wipe your hands on the towel outside. Don't wipe your hands on any towel.
They already closed two schools.
That towel out there.
Yeah, but they're not making it a Jewish thing. Right? Yeah.
And don't kiss the sitter either. Don't kiss the sitter. He doesn't need you to kiss it.
Let's cover some
ground. I did not go to Eretz Yisrael until I saw barley in my dreams. When I saw barley in my dreams, then I knew it's time to go next. I roya geffen tuna, but someone sees a geffen tuna, it's the second one, and someone sees a geffen tuna, it's a geffen van, that's tuna, that's full of grapes. Bachalim, ein ishtan mapeles, nefalim shnemar, ishtecho, yo eshtecho, your wife, ki geffen, hoi a fruitful vine, next, soyrek, a vine, yitzapel, le mashiach, shnemar, oisri la geffen, iro, he will tie to a vine, iro, his donkey.
What is Sareka?
Sareka means a branch of a vine, a vine branch. Gaffin means the entire, the source, the shoresh, and the Sareka is a branch. Okay. And it says, considering the Melech HaMashiach, he will tie, Oisri to tie, La Gaffin Iro. Iro means his donkey. Vela Sareka b'nei asoinai. Okay, the different animals that are associated with the Melech HaMashiach will tie to these branches. Therefore, if someone sees him in his dream, it means Mashiach is around the corner. Haroya, daf nun zayin. Haroya, third line. Amid aleph nun zayin of the third line. Haroya, teinim b'chalosot. Vayin b'chalon tetorasim mishnemeres l'kibay yishnemar noitzer teina yoichal person who guards his figs will eat its fruit. So therefore, the word noitzer is associated with the word teina. Haroya rimoinim pomegranates b'chaloyim. So it depends. If it's zutrei, if it's a small pomegranate, then Parei Iski, he'll be rich. His Torah will be guarded.
Okay.
No, he's not going to forget. He'll get 100 on the Dershu exams. Someone sees pomegranates in Bechalim, it depends. If it's Zutra, if it's small pomegranate, Parei Iski means that he'll be fruitful. His Parnas will be successful. Kiri Moin like a pomegranate.
Okay,
but Ravi large ones. Ravi iske kirimone will be Ravi will mean great. Iske kirimone, you won't necessarily be pored. This is the chilik between pore and Ravi. Peru or revu. There's Peru revu. There's pore iske and there's Ravi iske. Pore means fruitful. Ravi means whatever you have, it's just going to increase.
Achilah. Oh, that's the kids.
It means that part means you have a child. Part means like a child. Part means be fruitful. You'll have a new baby. A new baby will be born. Ravi means your existing children will be successful. Will be successful. Piriya, piriya, urviya. Okay, it's a very good gemara to remember when it comes to Mr. Piriya. What? No, you're not. No,
I think
but
one's
but,
actions no. can only be.
No, but yeah, over here in this gemara, a perush, and while the pasuk means piriya urviya. The correct pronunciation is Puriya Urviya, and you see a part iske Kirimoina, Ravi large ones, Ravi iske Kirimoina. Next, Kirimoina. Palge, a person sees in his dreams Palge.
Split pomegranates.
Split pomegranates. Oh. In Talmud Chacham, if you're a Talmud Chacham, Yitzapel Torah Shnemar, Ashkecha, I will give you to drink Miyayin Horekach. Now over here, that refers to giving you to drink from the words of what was from the Torah. That's the pasuk refers to Torah. Harekach means the perfumed oil, wine that has fragrance. There are different types of wine. Some wines have fragrance that enhances the taste of the wine.
That's the reason why those that shake it
they
around.
They shake it to bring out the fragrance. Gvaldik. Me'asis rimoni, and it says me'asis rimoni from the
juice.
The juice of the pomegranates. So this over here is an expression. Whatever this person is split pomegranates, in order to bring out the flavor, you have to split it. Im amo aretzu yitzapel lemitzvahs. Don't think you can become a talmid chacham, but you should have more opportunity to mitzvah shem zechasu. Kipelach harivan rakas, like a slice of a pomegranate.
I think it's pronounced kefelach, not a pe.
I'm sorry, kefelach.
You share a few, right?
Yeah.
I think it's kefelach.
Kefelach. Harimon rakos seich, like a slice of a pomegranate, is your temple. Rakos seich is your temple, is your face, is the main feature, the your forehead. Ma, and then what makes a drasha? What does it
mean? What does kefelach mean?
A slice. Harimon rakos is your temple. Ma rakos seich afilu reikos. What is rakos seich, which literally means your temple? Your head, your forehead. The Gemara makes a drasha, famous Chazal. My rake, or the lashon of rake, empty. Afilu reikonim shabuchav milim mitzvos kedimayin. Even the ame haratzim are mole mitzvos.
What's that in chagiga?
Like a pomegranate. How many seeds are there in a pomegranate?
613.
Where does it say that?
I can't.
Nowhere. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Okay. Hold on a second. I heard the name of the chidra.
I mean, I've counted them.
When it says 613, what does that mean? So the experts say that the least is 613. It could be more.
Gvaldik.
You won't find anything less than 613.
I don't think it's. Yeah. I don't believe it's correct. I think there are less.
I have to go back to this, Rob, and ask it.
Whatever it means. The holding of 613 is appealed because it doesn't have. There's no makar for this. It's an expression.
You mean the Shabbos that all things comes from nothing?
No, I said the Chidah.
It
doesn't. It.
The Ganze Welt says this off their tongue. They say this. What's the makar? Show me a makar.
I'll look up the morale.
Olives. If they're small olives, pari v'rave. Okay, you'll be more fruitful and multiply. And your business will be sustained like olives.
Interesting. They say zaysim shilim banim. Children always.
Now we have that before. We have more quoted that before. Yeah, I don't know yet. But honey, really peri. That's only when you see this. When you see fruit, you see olive trees. Let's say you see olive trees. No, you gotta kill these guys.
Continue.
Okay, the avalila trees, havila bonim mirumi of a lot, you'll have a lot of children. Shnemar, bonecho, you kishile zaysim, like trees of zaysim. Next, Edom, some say, away zays bechaloim, shame toy yetzeloi. A good reputation, Shnemar. Zays.
What does that mean?
If someone sees an aleph, a zays bechaloim, shame toy yetzeloi, you'll have a good reputation.
But if someone says, someone sees a lot of trees,
that was before. That was before. Now it's
a lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
It depends. The small and big. The Gemara said small and big.
Okay.
Now we're going vital. Haray zayis bechalayim shame to yaitz so you can have a good reputation. Emar zayis ranon. Ranon means a fresh, not an old stale zayis. A fresh ranon. Yofe pritoyar. Koyre Hashem Shemecha, a Zayis Ranon, a beautiful fresh. That's Yofe Pri.
Yeah.
As a Yefe Pri Toyar, that has a beautiful appearance.
Yeah.
So too, Koyre Hashem Shemecha, so will Hashem call out to your name, just like when you refer to an olive that's fresh and beautiful, it's something that's pleasant. So too, I do not know the depth of this pasuk. Likewise, the pasuk concludes, Hashem will call out to your name. Yeah. So we see in this pasuk an association between a zayis and a good reputation. Yeah. Haray Hashem and zayis. If you see oil, olive oil, you know it's Chanukah is coming. For the light of Torah Shnemar, this week's parsha, V'ato Titzaveh, V'ichu Elech Hashem and zayis zoch. This week's parsha, Haray Esau and Titzmam dates. Bachalayim, you go on a date. Shirch. Tam Avnoisav. That means that your sins are coming to an end. Shnemar, Tam Avnech Avasiyin. Your sins, because when you get married, then Hashem is Moichel you on a call of Avnoisav. So you see a date in your dream, it means you're getting married. Mochlas.
Even if you're such a rush or shas.
Mochlas, like Esav. That's Shah in the Gemara. You see a date in the dream, it means you're going to get married and all these sins are going to come to an end. Amrav Yosef, Haray Eza, goat, Bechalayim, Shenemar, Bechalayim, Shanim is Berechel, so you can have a good year. You have a good year. Ezim, you have goats, Bechalayim, Shanim, many years. Shanim mis baruch hashem. Shenemar v'dei cholov izim, the milk of goats, lelach mech will be sufficient. You will not need to drink more than a glass of milk. Of a goat, you'll be satisfied. Haray hadas b'chaloyim nich nechosav matzlich when you can have success. V'im ein loy nechosim Yerusha noifelus loy mokem acher.
That's a good thing.
What?
That's a good thing.
Yerusha will come and know me mokem acher. Only when you see the dates in their source attached to the ground. But if you do not see them attached to the ground, then it's not going to be the same bracha. You're a beautiful person. Shenemar pre-hates hador. Kapo is tamarim. Branches of kapo is tamarim. The pre-hates hador, that is the luluf. Next. Haroya lulu b'chaloyim, lulu b'chaloyim. Ein loy ela lei vechel av sheba shemayim. Haroya avoz. A goat b'chaloyim. Yitzat el chachma. A goose, a bird.
B'chaloyim. You sure it's not a duck?
A duck, whatever it is. Avoz, whatever it is. A duck, a goat, to me it's all the same. Whatever it is, a duck. Bachaloyim yitzap el chokhma shenemar chokhma is bachutz toron that makes noise. Okay, a duck makes noise, so therefore we apply this pasuk. It's making noise. You're going to be zeicher to this blessing. The habaleha. If a man has in his dream, he has relations with this
duck.
Have a rosh yeshiva. You're going to be a rosh yeshiva. Amrav Ashi Aniri. You see, I saw the duck. I saw the duck in my dream, and guess what? Ubasti alecha, and I had relations with this duck. Visalakis ligdula. I became a rosh yeshiva. Haroya tarnagol b'chalayim, a chicken, a rooster b'chalayim. Yitzabel leben zoch, you have a male child. Tarnagol lim, yitzabel lebanim zochim. Tarnagol les, a female rooster. Yitzabel le tarbitza noy, a beautiful palace. V'gila, and v'gila.
I have to comment.
What about a girl? What about a girl?
The guy's not going to know what he's dreaming about if he sees a rooster. Okay, whatever this is, it's all the same thing.
L'tarbitza no v'gila.
What does gila mean?
Tarbitza palace. You'll be zeichet to l'tarbitza no v'gila. What's gila mean?
Tarbitza no v'tagila. Gila means rejoicing.
Gila, rina, ditza, v'chedva. Haraya beitza machalim. Tuluya, it depends. If it's tuluya, it's suspended.
No, Tuluya Bakashosai, his wish is held in suspension.
If it's Tuluya Bakashosai, your request is suspended. You do not know if Hashem is going to answer, because an egg is a boy, it means a request.
Yeah.
In Aramaic, an egg means a bea. A bea means a request. A boy, mine, a bay, mirava. Boy, mine. A bay is I made a request. Let's say Nishtabu. Let's say the egg breaks Halloween and it lands on you and it shatters on you. You shouldn't complain. It means you're going to get you what Hashem would you request. I don't know why.
Pumpkins.
If you see them suspended, it means that it's held in abeyance. And if you actually they break, it means you're going to get what you want. Why are these things the same thing? I do not know. Why are these things the Zelbazach?
It's a bay, a similar.
a similar when it comes to a nut and a kishub. I don't know why. V'chein kol klei zechuches, glass suspended. And when the a whole new pshat, why they bake a glass under the chuppah? Because it's a time. What's the pshat? Because when a chasn and kala are standing under the chuppah, they're dreaming. They're dreaming. They have chaloymos. Chaloymos of what his life is all about. And they break the glass. So what does it mean? You're going to get whatever you want. You hear the drush? It's a good drush. Yeah? V'chein kol klei zechuches. If the glass is suspended, it's tluy, but when the glass breaks, it means you're going to get whatever you want.
Why does the chasn stamp on it? Could that be the last time he put his foot down?
The last time he put his foot down.
The last time.
The last time.
That's not mine. It's the last.
V'chein kol ha-nishvodim ke'elu, all things that shatter the zel b'zach. Nichnas l'krach. A person in his dream, he comes into a city. Nasalei chafetzim, it means he's going to get whatever he wants. Shenemar, vayanchem, Hashem guided them, el mechoyis chefzam, to the abode of their desire. Hamigaleach roishoy bachal, let me go to
a haircut.
Simen yafaloi. Let's say roishoy uzukon, you get a beard cut as well as your haircut. Uzukon loy uluchon mishpachtoi. Your whole family will get whatever they want. Hayoyishoy ba'arevi, in a boat. If it's a katana, then shame to have yoitz loy. Could have a good reputation. But if a gedola on a cruise to the Caribbeans, loy uluchol mishpacht. V'hanim the medali the luye. That's only when the boat is floating. But if the blow of the boat is the dream is sunk to the ground. The Titanic is on the ground.
It's even better.
Then you're done. Then no good. Hanifne bachlam. You have a dream. You're going to the bathroom. V'esakise. Some yofeloy. It's a good sign. Shenemar maher tsoya liposeach. The tsoya is the excrement. It is swiftly.
But
tsoya
is spelled with an al, not with an ayin.
Right. It's a play on words.
What? Maher? What?
The ayin and al.
No, tsoya.
Tsoya is spelled with an al.
Not with an ayin.
Whoa, what?
That's right. It's true.
Waste. Excrement.
Sadi vav aleph hey.
Sadi vav ayin. How is it spelled in the pasuk?
So,
did not clean yourself after this act. But if in person is in a dream, not only did he go to the Beis HaKis, but he also cleaned himself. The cleaning takes away the good omen, the good sign, the good fortune. The loikonach. Next. Yarad, if you go down from the roof, Yared Migdulasa. Abaya Vrava Damitravayu came on. Abaya Damitravayu came on. Allah, no. Once you go up, you never go down. You don't go down. So if you have a dream, you go up. You don't have to worry about the dream going down. Hakore begot becha person whips go gom bechaloim koyer like gazardina. He means in Shemayim the coming is gazardin. Ha'i made orum bechalim. Person is naked bechaloim. It depends where he is standing. If he is above, I'm able to hate. The Eretz Yisrael. Orum b'loy mitzvah.
That's a hafla of a fella. Unbelievable. Out bazaar, maybe.
It all depends where you are. You sit where you I stand where I sit.
Unless he dreams that he's in Bavel.
Hanitbas, that's what it says. It's
no, this is if he's in Bavel. What happens if he dreams that he's in Bavel?
No, I think that's what it means. It means he's dreaming where he is.
Exactly. He's there.
He's dreaming. Everything over here is where you dream. What are you dreaming? Hanitbas lis sardiot. If you were taken as a prisoner by the sardiot, means by the police. The side of the police officer, they came to you. Shmirin, that's a good sign. If you notice, every single dream over here is a bad reality.
Shradiot.
And every single thing we interpret in the positive way. Every single thing over
they
here,
split them in half.
It means they're coming to take you. It means they're coming to protect you. Shmirin nasisle, nisanu b'koilo, they put you in a chains, in handcuffs, or some type of a mechanism which keeps you tied down. So there, we are well protected. Vahanimili, a koilar. That's dafka. Koilar means some type of chains. Koilar shell, barzel. Let's say chavol, but a rope. Chavol, a rope. But omo loy, it means nothing. They put you in, they come for you. You have bad dream. The IRS come to get you in ropes. Ropes means nothing. Hanich nas la'agam, b'chalem, you go into a swamp. Nas rosh yeshiva. Layar, so many rosh yeshiva over here. Layar,
layar. You went into the yam to get a goose. You'd be like,
you go into a swamp. Naserosh yeshiva. Layar, if you go into the forest, Naserosh libnei kal, you're going to become in charge of Yarkei kal v'yaguda. The lady gave a shir there by the Yarkei kal. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Chos the Chalma, they saw a dream. Rav Papa, the Ayle Agam, he went into the swamp, Nasir, Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, the Ayle Yad, to the forest, Nasir, Rosh, Libne Kala. Igadam, some say, Tarvayo, Liga Agma, Ayle, they both went into the swamp. El Rav Papa, the Tole,
The top of the Talitah, he was hanging a bell on his neck.
They had a bell on his neck. Nasir Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Huda, Berei Dovid Shur, the Loi Talu Tavlu, is not having a bell around his neck.
Nasir Rosh Yeshiva,
because when you have a bell around your neck, which means you make a lot of noise, and if you're a Rosh Yeshiva, you make a lot of noise.
Like a goose.
And if you don't have a bell around your neck, you don't make it known. The only people listening is local. What you say is only local. It's not going to spread far. I'm Navashi. I'm not Ayilas La'agma. I went into the swamp, and I saw my dream. V'talai Tavlo. V'navche bein navuche, and there's a bell around my neck, and indeed, v'navche bein navuche.
I rang it noisily.
I rang, in my dream, I saw what was going on, so I knew the Pshat and the Gemara, so I went, and in my dream, I made sure they rang the bell.
That's good.
They shook it very, very a lot, which make a lot of noise, because I have dreams to become a very great Rosh HaYeshiva. Shem, you want to be Rosh HaYeshiva?
No.
Vaita. Tani Tama Kamed, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzhak HaMai, make his dam, the person that sees himself letting blood. In a dream of Anosav, Ma'amuchum Lo, it means make his dam. Bloodletting.
He was very common.
The title of Rai, right, that's the sign. You go to a barbershop, they have that red, white, red, white, and blue.
Because they were licensed to do that.
It's not America. Red, white, and blue represents bloodletting. Because the barber did two things.
They were licensed to do that.
Cut your hair and did bloodletting. The symbol of that thing spinning around, that symbol is red, white, and blue.
It's a zecher, they put that up.
Bloodletting. Because why red, white, and blue? I guess the veins and the arteries.
Yeah. Is that whatever because they used the bloodlet by accident?
No, that's what their profession was.
Was part of the profession?
Yes.
Also,
a barber did two things. This is what every barber did. You do
it's
two
be very
things.
Healthy.
You do it. You
no,
cut
it
the hair.
Very healthy.
And you
so
let
what,
the blood.
What's a barber have to do with the?
You're right.
Blood.
I don't know.
There's some Kabbalistic concept that the hair is like the klipos and the blood. Extra blood is klipos. They take away all the klipos. No, I'm not
you
joking.
Sound like a Hasidic.
Yeah, I'm telling. Not posh vaita. V'atanya b'lo nebraisa avaynosav sedim. It means that your averis are well arranged. Stira. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand what it means. My Sedudim, Sedudim Limochel, means they're all arranged, they're prepared to Limochel. And this is what you learn in Mordek Zach. The Averos are not just forgiven. Before the Averos can be forgiven, they have to first be packaged. There's no such thing as Ostam. The Averos disappear. Yom Kippur comes, the Averos. In order for an Aver to be Mochel, the Avera first has to be Sodor. It has to be arranged, packaged. On Yom Kippur, you say Alchei, Shechotel Levenecha, Ba'azus Neitzach, Alchei. That is the arrangement. Yes, we're learning tonight Seidus. That's why you say Vidui 10 times on Yom Kippurim. You have to arrange your Averois before they will be forgiven. Avoinoisov Suduros
Limachal.
No, that's why people like him. This guy who is a Bekeshar and has Pais, he says Vidui every day, twice a day, Shachris and Mincha. And we Litvaks, we lose out. Because they do it to be Mesader, the Averois, it should be forgiven. Vaita. The Litvaks, you know what they say? I don't know how he had so much time to so many Averois from Shachris. Vaita. Tony Vaita. Tane, Tanakami, Rav Sheish, Shaharoyan, Nochash, Bachum, a snake in a dream. That means your wife is coming to get you.
Parnasasa means the Menesla, it
means your
Parnasa
is coming to get you. The Taka said that the wife is
a positive thing. Set up for you.
What?
Set up for
you.
Is
you Menesla. Chazal say that the Parnasa is telling the Zuchus of the wife. So it means that the Nochash is Eichet the Isha. Because the Isha is an extension of the Nochash. Because she listens to the Shalish. Never hear a woman is a snake. You never heard an expression? So it's Mamsha and Mamsha. Because in the Neshach, let's say the snake bites you, Nichmuloi, you're going to have a double Parnassah. Haragoi, if the snake kills you, the wife kills you,
it looks like
of the Parnassah.
No, he killed the snake.
I'm sorry, you killed the snake. I'm sorry. You killed the snake. Of the big difference, right? Big difference.
Huge.
Then of the Parnassah, the Parnassah
will be ruined.
Amalei, Amalei, disagrees. If you get rid of the snake, then you can have even more. It's not so. No such thing. This is not true. Why did Rav Sheisha say this? Because he had this dream and he was bothering him very much. So he said this in order to spin it on a positive way, in order that he should not suffer. But the truth is, it's not necessarily true that they're going to be zoicha. Rav Sheisha's chud chaza chivra b'chalme the katle. He had a maisa where he went and he had a dream, and he saw a snake
he
and he killed it. So he did not know what that meant, and he was worried, so he wanted it should
be. But he really
didn't
mean that. He just wanted to.
He wanted it should be a good sign. But it's not something that the average person can learn from. It's not necessarily a general rule. He's in his own
unique
situation.
So
Hargoy
is of the Parnassus typically.
Typically, yes. Typically, it's of the Parnassus. So he did not want this to apply to him. And the reason why he said this statement was because he was trying to spin it a good way via Bakasha that it should not suffer. But it's the general rule is that it's a bad sign. Generally, it's a bad sign. All the types of liquids, beverages and drinks, dreaming about wine is no good. Times when if you have a drink, you drink is going to be good. Give wine to those that are suffering. Talmud Chacham le'olam tovloi. If a Talmud Chacham sees in his dream yayin, it's always good, no matter what. Shnemar lechul lachm v'lachm yishu b'yayin mosachti. My wine that has been mosachti. My wine that has been diluted. That's a wine. Therefore, it's a good sign for Talmud Chachamim, because Talmud Chacham they learn the lechem is Torah. In the first thing is the pasuk in the Torah. This a minor prophecy. Turn about in Shloshim Malachim. There are three kings. If you see them, they are signs. Haraya David Bachalam Yitzapel Lechasidus Shloima Yitzapel Lechokma Achav. He was a Rasha. Yidag Mina Paranus Gimel Neviim Heim Haraya Sefer Malachim Yitzapel Legedula Yecheskel Yitzapel Lechokma.
Haraya Sefer Malachim. You see the physical book.
You see the Sefer Malachim. You see on the art scroll, Mikros Gedola set of Malachim. That's what it means. Yecheskel, Yitzapel Lechokma, Yeshaya.
What's
Yitzapel? You yearn for. You yearn hope. You anticipate Yeshaya, Yitzapel Lechokma, because Yeshaya is Rubin Nechemya, Nachamu, Ami. Yeshaya is Rubin Nechemya, Yermia is Ruba the Puranusa. And that's why we lay the Gimel, the Dimel, the Puranusa, we lay one of them. The first, we lay in two of them from Yirmiyah, and one of them Shnosishim the Nechamta is from Yeshaya.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But the first they are Gimel de Paranusa, Gimel de Paranusa, and the Gimel de Paranusa. Two of them are from Yirmiyah. What's the third one from? I forgot. That's also from Yeshaya. Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoritz Asher Chazon. That's number three. But the first two. Are from Yirmiyah, because Yirmiyah is.
So Yeshaya said more comforting words.
He said more comforting, even though the if you make a cheshbon, he said more. He said even worse. If you make a cheshbon, Yeshaya said more words of Paranus than the Kama. And the shad is that in the Paranus was soft, so it was called Nechemta. If you calculate the psukim and you say for Yeshaya, you'll find that Yeshaya is more Puranis than Nechama. How then can Chazal say that? Yeshaya, Chazal say, Yeshaya is kula Nechemta. Are you talking kul Nechemta? It's Ruba de Paranusa. The Teretz is, even in the words of Puranis, it's soft. There's a love. There's a love in the Puranis. Whereas Chazal said that Yirmiyah is kula de Paranusa. How you talking? There's so much good things in your Yirmiyah. Even in the good things, there's a sting of harshness.
Okay.
Vaita. Mishla Yitzapel Chochma Iyoyv Yidag Ben Aparonis Shloisha Kisuvim Kitanim. There are small three Shloisha. That's a merging of art. Kisuvim Kitanim. Did you ever know this? I only thought it was Tanakh. Torah Nevi'im Kisuvim.
Right.
Along comes this daf and Zayin. There really four. There is Torah Nevi'im Gedolim. Kisuvim Gedolim and Kisuvim Kitanim. We break up the Kisuvim.
So what
the Kisuvim
starts from what? From Hilim, you said.
Kisuvim. Chanukah is Rosh Hashanah. Ches Nevi'im
v'Chof
v'Ksuvim and Hey Megillas.
V'Ksuvim v'Hey Megillas? You mean that's an addition?
Chanukah.
How many books of Ksuvim are there?
What's it? All the Ksuvim like Ksuvim Gitan?
You said Mishlei.
There are 24 books. 24 books. Okay, I don't remember what this.
No, but how many books are in Ksuvim? Tehillim, Mishle, Yoiv, Daniel, Ezra, Nechemiah.
Ezra, Nechemiah is one.
Ezra, Nechemiah is one. That's right. Daniel, that's what I said. Tehillim, Mishle, Yoiv, Daniel, Ezra, Nechemiah.
Ezra, Nechemiah.
Divrei HaYamim. Divrei HaYamim.
Divrei HaYamim, that's six.
And then five books of also Ksuvim?
No, that we call the Megillahs. Chamish Megillahs.
Are also Ksuvim?
Yes, yes.
So that's 11.
Right, 11, correct.
And then you have what?
And then you have eight Nevi'im.
Oh, 11 and 8 is 19 and 5 is 24.
24, great.
So it's 5, 8, 11.
5, 8, 11. And from the 11, there are
so
five
is which
Megillahs,
one?
Chumash.
five Megillahs,
Nevi'im,
and that's what it says. That's what it's 11? six and five, eight, six eight, and five. Chan, remember the simon. Chanukah.
5, 8, 11.
Ches.
5 Chumash, Chumash, Torah.
Ches Nun. Ches Nevi'im. Chanu Vav. Vav, yeah. Kisuvim, and Hey Megillahs.
It's only 20.
Hanukkah.
You got it?
5, 8, 11. It's only 21. What do you have 24?
Ches Nevi'im is 8.
8 Nevi'im.
8, 11.
6.
8, 11, 5. 5,
8, 11. Chamisha, Chamisha, 24. 8 Nevi'im.
Right? We have Ches Nevi'im.
11 and 8 is
19, and 5 is 24.
6.
Okay, I miscalculated.
Right?
6 Kisuvim. What are the 6 Kisuvim?
How do you get the. Because Vav Chav?
21, 22, 23, 24.
Chanukah.
Dehillim, Mishle, Yoiv, Daniel, Ezra, Nechemiah.
Vav Chav is 6.
That's 5.
5.
And then
it's
you 11. Said 5 Megillahs.
It's 10. You had 11. Divrayam. 6. There are 6 Kisuv. Nachamal. Mishle.
Tehillim.
Tehillim.
Mishle. Iyav. Daniel. Ezra Nechemiah.
Divrayamim. That's 6.
And then the 5 books of
5 Megillahs.
Megillahs.
That's
Esther,
11.
Eicha, Kehelis, Shirashirim, and Rus.
Rus. That's 11. And then you have Ches Nevi'im. That's
Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Malachim,
Yeshayo,
Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, Treyasa.
Treyasa, that's Ches Nevi'im.
That's 8.
And then Chamishe Chumshe Torah.
Now we all know.
Oh, did you say Eiv? Okay.
Chamishe, so therefore, Chanukah. Ches Nevi'im, Vav Kisuvim.
11 and 8.
That's 19 and 5 Chumash.
But I have the hay from the Chanukah. That was hay.
No, hay is hay Megillahs.
Ah.
Hay Megillahs, and does not include.
But hay Megillahs are ksuvim.
Yes,
they're ksuvim.
I mean, we consider them part of ksuvim.
Right?
Here, the Gemara is saying
the
chiddush.
The Gemara is 6 ksuvim, and hay Megillahs plus 5.
Plus the chamisha chum sheitar, which we're not counting, right?
What about Ben Sira? I'm just joking. Chas I don't know if I'm allowed to say that's a joke. Never mind.
Chas v'shalom.
That's pretty cool. Okay, I learned something tonight. We can go home.
The Apocrypha. What about the Apocrypha? Yeah. Not all
the
Apocrypha. Not all the Apocrypha are Abikursus. People make that mistake. The people don't know that.
They sanctify the
somehow there's mamish 100% Abikursus, and there's Apocrypha that are not. They're molly chokhmah. They're not
Apocrypha.
The outside books.
That were not, right.
They were not included in the Tanakh.
Oh, the Old Testament.
They were not even Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther.
Like,
there's a Mesorah, Chof Dalet Tachshite Kala. A Kala wears 24 ornaments. Vahi Kichalois Moshe. Kichalois, a Tal Mechachem has to be adorned with the ornaments of a Kala, which are the 24 books of Tanakh. There's a Mesorah, there are 24 books of Tanakh. And the question was, what is Nichlal in these 24 books? Esther, the Anshei Knesset did not want to include Megillas Esther in the
23.
Exactly. And they would take something, who knows what the other thing, who knows, we don't even know what the other candidate was. And Esther and Mordechai had a petition, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, to be Koilel Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, he was part of it, but now he was only for the 120. The original Anshei Knesset had 120 members. And they did not, it's the Beferish HaChazal, they did not initially want to include Megillas Esther in the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. They had to petition that it was written by Ruach HaKodesh.
Right.
Now, if that would not be included in the Chof Dalet Sifrei, then what would be? Then obviously, there were other candidates that would have been.
Well, you'd have to split, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know how these things work. Whatever it was, but this is a very big mystery. I once said
it was an
right.
It says...
Ezra and Nechami was a punishment.
No, but that's a Christian thing. That's a Christian thing. Shmuel, yeah, that's a Malachim Shmuel, right?
One book. The printer is a printer.
Just like the chapters. One book, and the viewer chapters is a Christian thing.
What? No, there are eight Nevi'im.
They had a yad in these things.
Yeah, they had a Bible.
No, there are eight Nevi'im.
I'm just saying they had a lot of influence on the world.
There are eight Nevi'im.
Yeah.
Okay, there are six major kisuvim. Okay. And then there are four, there are five Megillos.
Yeah, really, Memches Nevi in the Gemara says, and Machlek Nevi'im Rashi.
48.
Yes.
42 men and 42 men.
So Machlek between Rashi and the Gemara.
And seven, how many women were there? 48. It says there were Memches men. There were seven.
No,
how
in
many
general,
women?
The Nevi'im. With the females.
48. Well, in Treyos, you have 12 right there.
Yeah.
We don't count it as one book.
Right.
But Treyos has 12. Yeah. And then even within, then you have Moshe, you have the other, who gets to be counted as a Navi?
Did you know Dov HaMelech was not a Navi?
How can you say that? He wasn't, he's not counted as the, well.
No, he says he wasn't, he was the biggest
so
Baruch.
Right.
No, he says he was the greatest Baruch HaKodesh. He was the, just like.
All right, Vaito, we have, okay, this is the whole topic, we're going to run out of time, we can talk about this forever and ever.
He had a
Let's go Vaito. We're up to Yeshai, Yitzhak, Luchon, Yermia, Yidag, and Apronis, the Shoshak, and Gnek. Now, here we are.
By the way, Memphis,
let's go.
Was Yehu Ben Nimshi, you know that?
Oh, back to the elephants.
Shaloy Shok Yisuvim Gidoma. How do we get into this time? Because over here, the Gemara says something that is shocking. It breaks up Kisuvim into Kisuvim Gidoilim.
Yeah.
Haim, Haroya, Seven Hillim, Yitzhak, Luchatism, Shaloy, Yitzhak, Luchachma, Eo, Litz, Idom, Apronis. Shaloy Shok Kisuvim Kitanim. Haim, what are they? Haroye, Shir Hashirim, Bachalam Yitzabel Lechasidus, Koheles, Yitzabel Lechochma, Kinois, that is Eicha.
It's all Shmuel.
It's very important you said that Eicha is called Kinois. In the Chazal, there's no thing as Eicha. It's Kinois. Kinois is Eicha. Yidag min Aparonos. That was Yirmiyah wrote. So therefore, Kinois Yidag min Aparonos. David Gemara was calling that a Kesuvim Kitanim. Does not even call Kinois a Megillah. It calls it a Kesuvim Kitanim. Unbelievable, huh? Haroye Megillas Esther. Ah, in Yanei Diyoyma. In less than a week. Neis Nasiloi. Shloisha Chachomim Heim. Haroye Rabbi Chalom Yitzhav L'Chochma. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah.
Say it again. Shloisha Chachomim.
Chachomim. You've seen a dream. Three Chachomim.
Rabbi was
Chalom Yitzhav L'Chochma. Rabbi was Chochma. Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah Yitzhav L'Ashirus. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha Yidag Ben Aparonos. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, what was
with the Sarah Gemalchus, I think.
Oh, Gewaldig. Gewaldig. Asara Haruge Malchus. Rashi. Haruge Malchus Hoya. We have Shitoi Oiroi, the Karkaftoi Bechayov. They look, it was a very important Rashi. Rashi says they flayed his or Karkaftoi Bechayov.
He was alive.
They skinned him alive.
What is Karkaftoi?
The scalp with the tefillin word.
He got to the Malkut Tefillin. He screamed out.
He gave out a scream. Give out a scream
by the
right. The Kinois. Yidag Ben Aparonis. Therefore, now let me show you Kasha. Who was richer? Was Rabbeinu HaKadosh wealthier than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Who's richer?
I don't know what the bank accounts.
So I saw them. I was in Switzerland and I saw the city bank accounts and it says there that Rabbi was much richer than Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
So why did not use it?
So how come? Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he wanted it to be known for Torah. The money meant nothing to him.
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah?
Not the same degree. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it says in Chazal that he was not missing from his table lettuce and radishes. Loi bimay sachama and loi bimay siman and antoninos. Loi bimay sachama and loi bimay sachar gushamim. And that represents the ultimate Ashirus. It does not say that about Elizabeth Ben Azariah. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh was even wealthier than Elizabeth Ben Azariah.
When the Gemara wants him,
and how come yet, if you see him in the dream, you don't talk about Ashirus? Because he couldn't care less about money.
So I think
he lifted up, like
Michel
Zev said, he lifted up his 10 fingers. That was not nene.
He had the money, but he never spent it.
Exactly. So he just said it. Michel Zev just said it.
So
isn't that amazing? Not a penny. It says he didn't.
He had the radishes and lettuce all seasons.
And you know what that Chazal means? That means today, Rabbi Isai, today every single yokel is the ultimate gevir. Because anyone today can go have lettuce and radish any day they want. You go to the supermarket.
But they're not rich.
You go to the supermarket. You can go to the supermarket. You can go and you can have lettuce and radish any day of the year in America. So that means that every single person today is equivalent to a multi-billionaire. Is that what it says?
It's derived very, very way
Chazal could have defined Ashiwas in an infinite number of ways.
Probably there's a lot of depth in that.
Why did Chazal choose to define his Ashiwas with lettuce and radishes?
Friends, this one admitted.
Okay? The Chazal could have, they had an infinite number of ways to describe
Ashiwas. That is luxury, is Rashi?
Why did Chazal define Ashiwas this way?
There's a lot of depth. The guy with the billion dollar yacht. So you know the answer is,
I'll tell you the answer is. It's because in Chazal's eyes, the taitch of Ashiwas means you don't have to wait.
You don't have to wait. You can get what you want.
No. You can't get what you want.
Because it's seasonal. No. It's mashma. No.
Exactly. So the average person, you want lettuce, you got to wait. You want a radish, you got to wait. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to import from all over the world.
That's what I'm saying, great.
So you have to understand, Chazal could have given you an infinite number of mashalim, of ways to define Ashiwas. Why did they choose this bizarre concept? This is why they were so
Where's
rich.
That Gemara, by the way?
We had it not so long ago. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm alright. I don't know. So what's the shot? What does it mean you have lettuce? You don't have to wait. This is the malchus of an usher. The malchus of an usher is now. I want it now. And you show them this
generation. Today in America.
The truth is, you have Prime, Amazon Prime. You don't have to wait anymore.
More rich again?
You have microwave. You can have the food hot now. Today we're living a life of ushers because
instant gratification.
Wait.
Impatience.
No, it's not our impatience.
No, instant gratification. They don't
it's
want
not
to
our impatience. It's a very deep idea
that
the mahus, the essence of Ashiwas is no delay.
I'll waste 30 seconds. We took the Ashiwa to Florida by private plane.
Yeah. You drove?
With Rosh Ashiwa?
So people asking, why? It's in the first place. Because the mile of a plane. It's not a great ride. It's not comfortable. It is a little more comfortable. You don't wait.
You go in,
you drive your car up to the plane. You get out,
you say hi to the
pilot.
It takes off.
When you're ready to take off, Rabbi, whenever you want.
You see?
That's all it is.
You see?
And it costs a private 50
jet.
Times more.
What's the mile of a private jet?
You don't wait. It's only
no
mile waiting. It is.
You drive right up to the plane, you get in the plane, it goes.
And he was frisked the year before, so that's what else is very
interesting.
He was frisked. Told him to get out of his wheelchair.
They frisked him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
light plug.
The TSA. Weiter. Okay, fascinating.
Okay,
Vaita. Haroya Rebbe Chalei Mitzad.
The Gemara is going to say it now.
Rebbe Don Azayi Yitzabel Ashiros. Rebbe Shmuel Ben Chalei Yitzabel Ashiros. Shloi Shal Talmidei Chacham Heim. Haroya Ben Azayi Bachalei. You see Ben Azayi in a dream? Yitzabel Chassidus. Ben Azayi, he did not get married. Navshi Choshka B'Toyra.
No, I'm sorry. Forgive me. He did get married for a short time. He married Kiva's daughter.
I'm sorry. Correct. And he didn't have children.
No, it says that. Yeah.
Ben Az Mechalei Yitzabel Chassidus. Ben Zoyma Yitzabel L'Chochma.
He also didn't get... Ben Zoyma never got married,
yeah?
By the way.
Okay, yeah. Yitzabel L'Chochma. Acher, if you see Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya.
Oh, this is a half
little...
Acher
is Elisha Ben
Avuya? Yeah, Elisha Ben Avuya. Yidag Ben Apuronos. Okay, you have to warm him up.
I'm waiting to catch it. According to the Risham, he did tshuva. He cried.
I thought that was
he cried himself to death. No?
Everybody gets. No, it says, doesn't everyone get Eilam Haba Chutzmacher? What does it say?
He's like, still
he heard a basco. Turn off that machine.
And he cried.
We don't know what this means.
Okay, next.
Call minichayos. Now we describe animals.
We're for animals. I think the pill is coming.
By the way, it's nine chazer. We're going to soon have it.
We have to finish the misachta.
Call minichayos. They're all good.
Chutz and appeal elephants.
There you go. Poor elephant.
Ya kipoid. Me. What's a kipoid? I don't know what this is. A Martin.
A Martin.
He lives on Mars. Right.
My favorite Martin.
A Martin. Martin.
Similar
Martin.
To a little, chimpanzee.
That's little what he did. He didn't go to the chaslet. He watched my favorite Martin.
Let's keep on similar.
The Amamar.
Member of the weasel family.
Abaisai, who's saying the shit?
I've seen a Martin. I've seen a Martin in National Geographics.
Listen.
Let's go. V'omar.
Don't talk unless you have permission.
V'omar.
V'omar. Haroya pil b'chalayim. Pele nasaloy. Oh, so they have the more saying what it's not a good thing. It's a gewaltige Sache. Like, kosher, chod, dim, sode, kod, lim, so we had before, saddled. If the elephant is saddled,
very important to get that elephant saddled.
If the elephant is not saddled, always carry in your valise, in your trunk, a saddle just in case. Huddling sorry, call me the I know a rabbi. I know a rabbi. I'm not joking with you. I went to rabbi school. He told us a rabbi was a very charismatic rabbi, full of hot air. He told us that he always has, and he wasn't joking. That people are laughing off. He always has in his trunk a Hamburg. Because it happened to him already a few times that he came to a funeral and they say, Rabbi, can you please speak?
And I'm like,
I have to be presentable. So he says, Hamburg, so he went out to the car and he put on his Hamburg so he can speak with dignity. Okay. Always carry a Hamburg in your trunk, just in case they call you to speak. Weiter. Call me Matechus, Yavon Lechaloyim. All types of metal. Chutz Mimar is a shovel. No shovels. Pestle.
A mattock.
What's a pasul?
I don't know, but I know one that's automatic.
Okay, what is the pasul? What's it on Rashi? Rashi says,
with a fat blade.
Do it. Okay, some type of heavy metal over here.
A digging tool with a flat blade set at right angles to the handle.
Yeah.
A digging tool. Pasul klisha machlik boy nis. You know, he disagrees with you. Yeah. See, a machlik is the article in the Masifta. He says a klisha machlik boy nis. So I'm an axe.
The axe is the last one.
A pestle.
Pestle's an axe.
Oh, you're talking about the mar. Yeah, the mar is a shovel. That's easy. Mar is a shovel. That's
well,
easy.
Pestle is a mattock,
and then cardim is
Saul
an axe.
Is a no.
He says here, a pestle, a kli, shemachlik boy, it breaks boards.
I'm just
the cardim is a hammer, a garzon. All right, it doesn't matter.
And what is cardim? Is a shovel.
A haver, what?
Cardim.
Hammer.
A hammer. Cardim is a hammer.
What does Oscar say?
Axe.
X.
Okay, fine.
Got
axe. They have to have a handle.
The blades are set in their hands.
These are the blades. These are about text. You have to have a blade attached to them. They have to have a handle attached to them.
That's good.
Call me tomorrow. Unripened dates.
Dates
are not ripe. You go on a date and you go and the date ends prematurely. That's not a good sign. Call mina yirakos, all types of vegetables. You have in chutz mirosh and lefosos. This guy always comes back. The rosh and lefosos, the turnip heads are always coming back to haunt us in the Gemara. They're always turning up. The turnip heads. What are you talking about? Rabbi says lo yat. I did not become rich.
What does that mean?
I only became rich. After I had a dream, I saw the turnip heads, and then the next day I won the lottery. The Gemara says because of the kanai, he saw them attached to the ground. You got to see the turnip heads attached to the ground. Chazal, call next. Call minatim colors. Yavon lechaloyim chutz minat cheles. That's no good. Cheles no good. It means shemayim. Means you're in trouble. Call min oifos. Yavon lechaloyim birds. Chutz min kar min karya. What is the karya? I don't know what these birds are. On the side of the Gemara, nice gimel. On my Gemara, it says what? What does that mean? Akadia. Kois v'yan shuf. It's I don't know what it is. A bird. I don't know. Vikafufa vikur paroi. I have no idea what these are. Different types of birds. Next, you have the simen, aguf, mayin, meshivin, umemrachim, simen. Next, there are three things that enter in the body, and this is where I got up to my preparation, so now you're going to have to bear with me. They get into the body, and the body has no benefit. There's no
more.
Good gidonios. What the gugunios? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what?
Cherries.
The kofnios.
Inferior dates.
Upage tomorrow and
same thing.
And
unripe dates.
Unripened dates. No, these inferior dates and one unripe and premature. Okay. They fell off the tree before their full growth. Okay. Next. Shloisha. Ein nichnasim l'guf. They don't even go into the guf. V'aguf nene me'en yed l'guf is nene eluchein. Rechitza. Hot water. I go to the sauna. Ah, geshmak.
V'sicha.
Some oil. V'tashmish. Shloisha. Me'en oilam haba. V'eluchein. Shabbos. Shemesh. The sun. And the tashmish. Tashmish demai. What are you talking about? What is even the word? What does this word tashmish mean? Ilema tashmish hamita. Ha mechesh kachesh. Chazal said that it's not a good zach. It causes a person to get weak. It causes illness. Ela tashmish nekav means beis hakise, the pleasure the person has when he goes to beis hakise. And that is why one of the reasons why we make the bracha golui v'yudul lefnei chisei chivodecha. Yehada hana. That's me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba. Oh, that's why. Olam Haba is the Mokoim that's Golui Lefnei Chisei Chavadech. Hear the word? Why do you mention the kisei chivadecha?
So you're saying.
What?
Afterwards.
Yeah, to a degree. Now, does this only mean ketanim and only gedolim or ketanim also? I do not know, but it's a little plug. It's a little plug. Certainly gedolim. There's no question about it. I think everyone can appreciate that.
And he says sun is man.
Yes, the shemesh. That's why people go to the beach. They get a tan.
Shemesh marap. Okay.
It's some type of hana. I don't know. You're right. Good point. What exactly is hana? Elat
tashmish mekarim.
Vaita shloisha mishivin daita shalodam. The thing which give yishvadas veilochin koil sound mare beautiful appearance vareach and fragrance.
Shloisha. The koil is referring to a woman.
That's true.
What? Who's a woman? Where's a woman?
Rashi.
Rashi's a woman.
Rashi.
Let's see Rashi.
I would have thought music.
They would censor this Rashi.
Shall we be zemer kol arif shel isha?
A woman's sweet voice.
Call Shalmine Zemer. Oi, call Orev Shalish. Wow.
So, how do you digest
that? I'm sorry, either music or listening to a woman singing.
How do you think
how could it be that they didn't censor this? How could the Haredi police, they didn't censor this? It can't be. Are you talking such as that?
I heard brisk.
FJJ would go out of business. Vaita, Vaita, Vaita. Call Umare Vareach. Reach is fragrance.
Shloisha
Marchim Daita Shalodom. Elohein Dira in a beautiful home. The Isha Noe.
What's that? Marchiv Daita is
wide and broadens your mind. Shalom Elohim Dira Noe, beautiful home. The Isha Noe, the Kalim Noem, a nice Kalim. A nice smartphone. Ah, Geshmak, a smartphone. You have Hano, Marchiv in Daita Shalodam.
Yeah. Hamisha, the Shalodam. I don't hear the Gandhas of Marchiv in Daita, really. I don't hear
it. It gives you a new perspective on life. It gives
is that
you
a positive thing?
Yes.
Why?
The Pashasis. Indeed, you are correct. There are some of us that learn it's a negative thing, that it caused the person to become a balgaiva.
Exactly.
But the pashtos is, that a person is a dira noh and isha yofa and kelim
yifyot.
To serve Hashem better. Vayta chamisha v'shisha asor shtimina. Chamisha. With regard to five things are echad mishisha elu echad mishishim. There are five things that are one of 60. There are five things that are main 60. What are they? Elu chayin eish fire. The Gemara is going to explain eish fire dvash honey b'shabbes v'sheina sli b'chaloyim. The Gemara explains eish echad mishishim again is 1/60th of Gehenim, like Lakewood. They tell that Lakewood is like Gehenim. Eventually, everyone ends up there. Vaita dvash. You heard it before?
Everyone ends up in Lakewood?
Lakewood is Gehenim. It's just like Gehenim.
You don't have to explain it.
You understand the Vart?
I hear the Vart, but...
You hear the Vart, Vaita. You'll appreciate it as time goes on.
With the first part, that's better.
It'll grow with you. Devash. That's when you wake in the morning, your hands are dirty. Your hands are, you have to be negelvasa. You've entered the world of death. You've gone into a world of death. That's why there's tumas mace on your hands when you wake up. Chaloyim echad mishishim l'nevuah. We wait a whole few daf to come to this prophecy. Shisha dvarim simin yofel l'choyle. Six things. Elohim itush is to sneeze.
Sweat.
Zeya sweat. Shilshul diarrhea. Carry. Carry. Okay. The shame and sleep. The chaloyim and a dream. The Gemara Yisrud, the Chizim, the Pasuk. Ati shoysav tohel or. Your sneezing produces a luminance of light, a glow. Tom means a glow of light. Zeya d'chsev b'zeya sapecha teicha lechem. Lechem is life. Life itself is bread. Shilshul d'chsev maher soya liposeach.
Same
positive. Yeah. Same positive. Soya swift liposeach, which means what's the opening over here? The opening. I don't know. What's the right? It means life. I don't know. Vaita. V'lo yamos. Fine. V'lo yamos hashachas. Carry the chsev yerezera yarich yamim shena sleep the chsev yoshanti oz yenuach liad and rest chalom the chsev vaticha limeni. I had a dream and the hechayena, you have given me life. Shisha dvarim merapin es achayla mechol yoy vurifurasa refua. Refua is a real refua, not a make believe refua. Elohein krov carib utrodin beats visisin. Yevation. What's this yevation?
Right, penny royal.
Penny royal. Ah, my favorite.
What?
Penny royal.
What is it?
My favorite.
I know.
Vaita.
The cave.
It's all over Shas. It's all telling you the article's favorite word. Had it all article Gemara. Every daf. Every daf.
Penny royal.
Penny royal.
Penny royal.
If you learn the article, it's all over.
Vegetable.
they quote this Pennyroyal all over Shas and Art Scroll. It always reappears. One of those things that reappears in Shas. Pennyroyal. Yevesh and the Keva and the stomach of an animal. There are four stomachs in an animal. And the keva is, this is a good zach for healing. They don't, today they don't sell in the market a keva. The keva is considered to be poisonous. They give it to, they sell it as dog food because the keva is full of shmutz. They don't sell the keva. The heres and the animal's uterus. The oseris hakaved and the diaphragm. The oseris is the diaphragm. V'yesham, some say af dogim gitanim sardines. V'loy oid elosha dogim gitanim rabim mavrin kol gufo yish odam.
They say sardines is very healthy.
It's very good. It heals omega 3.
Yeah, not
asada dvadim. Machazir yenes hacholel l'chol yoy v'chol yoy kosher. But it's not, it makes a person get sick. It makes it worse. Machazirin es achol lechol yoy v'chol yoy v'koshel. This is a frightening Gemara. Because the Gemara here is telling them that when a person gets better,
bring them back.
Brings them back to sickness.
And the Gemara seems to be indicating that.
And the sickness is worse than gets worse than before.
Shock, because that's unfortunate.
Relapse. Pile point.
And the Gemara over here is coming here, and they knew, they understood in time of Chazal that just because you're better, you're not really better. You're just waiting. It's just a temporary. It's going to come back. Achman was slung.
The
chol yakosh eluch in oichel besar shor axe meat, besar shamein fatty meat, besar tzli roasted meat, besar tziparim
poultry,
bebeitz tzluya and roasted eggs, vitig lachas
shaving.
What's that?
Shaving, I think it means.
If you shave, is no good. So don't shave.
Maybe shaving.
Shev al tase.
Yeah.
Veshachlaim is cress. Another favorite word of mine.
Cress.
You know that?
Cress.
What's cress? I don't know. It's all over Shas.
Yeah, it's Google, man.
It's all over Shas.
What does challah mean?
What?
Cress.
Cress, a vegetable. Oh. Type vegetable. Veha cholov, milk. Don't drink milk. It's poisonous.
Gvina, cheese.
Cheese is no good. Yeah, merchatz. Don't ever go wash your body. Melons. So if a person, it means the person over here is not well until he's 100% cured, he should stay away from all of these things until he has a full recovery. Right. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Lomanik Shimon Kish, what they call melons, Mimesha Koshim, Laguf, Kicharavais.
It's a fast growing edible herb.
Herb.
Fast growing
edible herb. It's not going to help me this picture.
No, too small.
Vita. Why are melons called melons? Because the kashug of kicharav is like putting a sword down your throat.
Wow.
It's like putting swallowing a knife. Any of you, the possible Hashem law. Shnei. Oh, here's the Gemara. Shnei goyim b'vineich. Al tikre goyim nations elagayim. Means very, very noble, proud ones, people of nobility. Proud is not a good word.
Two gays.
Nobility.
Two gays.
He dropped
out. Now let's say that in base Spanish. That word is not permitted in base Spanish.
It's just happy. 10 years
ago. Litvak.
No, you can't say that word in base Spanish. It's not about
it. Gayim bivit.
Gayim. What does gayim mean? The word proud, I take issue. I do not proud. Like that translation. It means nobility. Two
gay
men.
Proud.
Two prominent. Men. Prominent. Men of nobility. Who are these two men of nobility? Antoninus and Rebbe. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Elu Antoninus and Rebbe. Shloi pasak mishulchonam, loy tznoin, loy v'chazeres, loy v'kishurin. Three things. Tznoin, chazeres, kishuin, loy v'maisacham, loy v'maisakashamim. So if I made him, I only told two things. I made him say there are three things. I have to know this.
And Rashi, leave that out. You omit kishuin.
Yeah?
Rashi on
the... Previous.
Givaldi.
Oh, that's Takawa.
What
does
he say?
He quotes this chazal.
He does not quote the melons. Unbelievable. He mits kishuin. There are three things. The Talmud, you have to see that on your side. There are three things. Well, left it out. Okay, three things. Rad, it says, and the order is also very important to know. Loi tzinoin, radish. Loi chazeres.
It could be randomly. Who says it is?
No, l'chayr chazal are very precise. You have to have a munav. Loi chazeres is lettuce, loi kishun melons. Loi mosacham, loi mosagashamim. So therefore, this is the definition of the game. So therefore, it's a good zach. How can you see that it's kishum? It's kicherev. You said that it's a good zach. They had on the table.
L'kashu habaravach.
It's large and small. The large ones, l'chayra, are good. I don't know which one is worse.
Dangerous.
One,
the harmful one is the large one.
The law, who says that? Rashi says that? The large is dangerous. The small ones are good, like the fish. Like the small fish are good. The big fish is no good. A big fish, you can't catch a big fish, is no good. The small fish. Vaita, al-Tarabonan. Mace, bebayis, shalom bebayis. What does that mean? If there's a dead body in the bayis,
dead person.
What?
Dead person in the house, or someone died?
Dream.
A corpse of in a house.
A person has a dream and he sees in the dream a mace, a horror movie. He has a horror dream.
Shalom b'bayis.
Mace, shalom b'bayis. Ochal v'shos b'bayis, simen yofel l'bayis.
If this corpse ate and drank in the house.
Oh, corpse? The guy?
The corpse? If it ate.
Okay, fine. Ochal, if the dead body, if the dead man ate and drank in the house, muridik, simen yofel l'bayis. Not al kelim in the bayis. Let's say the dead body, he took him out of the bayis. Simon Ralabai is Tagman Apapa, Tagman Apapa,
Bimasona,
the sandola. What did he take out of the house?
Took
he
his
took
shoes.
Out Bimasona's shoes, the sandola, shoes and sandals. called the shokel, Shikhva, Ma'ale. Anything that the dead body takes out is
Gvalid. Good,
bar. Masnani, the sandola, except for shoes and sandals, called Yov. Whatever the dead body gives you, Shikhva, is Gvamale. Bar me Afra, the Chardola,
earth and mustard.
If he gives you Golden's mustard, it's not a good sign. Right. Mokam Shnekra Mimenu. Avoidas Gilul, going back to the Mishnah, you make a bracha, Sha'okar Avoidas Gilul Mimokam, as if you go to a place where there was an Eretz Yisrael only, a place where once upon a time there was an Avodah Zarah, and it has been uprooted, you make a special bracha to Hashem that this Avodah Zarah has been uprooted from Mimokam Hazeh. Tarabon, Markolis is three stones. Two vertical and
we
one horizontal.
Yeah.
Markolis. Oh man, what do you do? What's the avoida? You throw a stone.
It's an
you throw
archer, a stone. A special archer?
No, the way Markolis is.
I've seen pictures.
You see them all over.
One, two, and a stone on top. And the way you serve it is you throw a stone in its vicinity.
Oh, the way you serve it.
The way you serve it is you throw a stone in its vicinity. Haroye Markolis. Oh man, Baruch Shnasan Erech Apayim. Now, if you see the avoda zara, you make a brach as well. Mari de Gvart. You make a bracha when a person sees an avodah zarah. You make a bracha. What's the bracha? Hashem has patience. Unbelievable gemara. This gemara is totally off the charts. Baruch shenasan erech afayim lo'ayrei ritzaydai. Makom shenekra mimenu avodes kachavim. Oyma you say baruch shakar akum avodes kachav mazalos mimartzein from our land. Hashem shenekra you make and then you mispala. It's a very important gemara. When you make this bracha must lead into a prayer. Uchashem, Shenekra, Mimokam Zeh, likewise, Cain, may it be to Ekar Mikol Mikomos Yisrael. Vahashav, Lev, Oivdeim,
Vahashav,
may you, Hashem, may you inspire mankind to serve you and to do Teshuv, Vahashav, Lev, Oivdeim, La'avdicha. Unbelievable, you're not praying that they should for their demise. You're praying, Yitamu, Chatoyim in Aretz, V'loi Chaitim, V'chutz Li'aretz, Ein Tzarech Lomar, V'chashev, you do not say that, including Lev, Lev, Oivdeim, Li'avdecha, Bebnei, Sherubo, Oivdecham. So what? So what?
I guess you give up on them?
So what's shot? I don't know. There's a very deep shot that that only in Eretz Yisrael where it's a miut. So there it's reasonable. It's a tefillah. It seems the Gemara al derech pshat. Obviously, I am part of the Torah. Al derech pshat, when you're mispalel, your tefillah has to be within the realm of reason. So if it's only a miut of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's within the realm of reason that the miut will do teshuva. But to mispalel the ganze welt, this is not a reasonable, it's not something which you can expect. Maybe Rabbi Dubin can tell us a motive of pshat.
Just try to fix yourself, don't fix the world. Same motto.
What's the pshat? Only should say v'hoshev lev avdeim, only in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Li'aretz, since roiv of the world is Ovdei Avodah Zarah, don't say this nosach. Don't ask this bakasha.
It's not our job.
What?
It's not our job.
Same there.
In Eretz Yisrael, it's our mokam. In Eretz Yisrael, it's our land. It's Yidden.
If Ovdei Avodah Zarah said the Yidden, that's our job.
Our job. This is our mission. Okay. Our mission. We're not in the business of missionaries. We're not in the missionary business.
Exactly right.
No, he's saying also that they're the Yidden who went bad. Here the Goyim.
Rashi says that. The Rub
is the Goyim.
I know that, but still, it's not.
What do we care? What do we care about Goyim?
It's not Or La'amim. Klal Yisrael is meant to be an Or La'am. B'hoyo L'melech al kol
ha'aretz. We are an Or La'am. There we even have a desire. That's not obvious.
Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
There's no Arvus for Goyim. Arvus,
but don't we say every single day?
Arvus is no din.
But what about Kriya Shema? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Right.
Today is only Elokeinu, but L'Asalava he'll be Echad.
Yeah.
So that's also.
We'll worry about it then.
And here it says, but Chutz La'aretz don't say V'hoshev Liv Avdeim Love Dech.
Rashi say, because that's not our job. That's
Goyim.
Where's the Rashi?
Rashi said, because
our
Dame is
Goyim.
In
Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah, and that's so we have to be
responsible. Al Poyshe Yisrael Mispalel.
Right.
on the sinners.
Right.
So that makes it even worse.
On people of
that makes it even worse. So in chutz liaretz, it makes it even worse. That means in chutz liaretz.
He's talking about the goyim. He's talking about the goyim.
But they're Jews.
He's saying they're goyim.
They're Paisha Yisrael.
No, just the opposite.
Okay, I don't know.
That's the reason why.
He's saying they're goyim.
Okay.
You're talking about Yisrael, but there's a lot of...
No, Rashi doesn't say Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi says...
Let's explain why Yisrael.
The Nusach HaBrocha Rashi says, Lev Oivdeyem Al Poishe Yisrael Mispal. Go to the Gemara. Well, there are no Poishe Yisrael in there in Chutz Yaretz.
That's not the right.
What?
That's the right. In the right.
No, the Adarab, the Gemara is saying, well, so it's not the Roy.
What's upon the time?
Even if all the Yidur and Poshim is not going to be the
Roy, which Rashi defined to mean, Pashto says the same thing, Poshim Yisrael, Lev Decha, but may Sheruba Oivdei Koichavim. But they're us, Al Poshim Yisrael.
That's what he means.
Yeah, it's referring to Yisrael.
Rav Shimon lo zoymer, af b'chutz liyaret tzorech loymar. B'nei sh'asidim lehiskayer, sh'nemar oz epech el amim sofa viruda. See? That's the name of my sefer. Sofa viruda. They're all going to learn. Sofa viruda. You see what it says over here?
Dorosh ha'am nun, rei, b'vala rosho.
Vaito, ha'dorash, ha'am nun, b'vala rosho. B'vala rosho. Tzorech levare, chamesh brachos. You go to Iraq. Hermais go to Iraq, make five blessings. Ro b'vala, when you see Bavel, I'm a Baruch she hecheriv Bavel harishah. Rab Beisai shalavuchanetzar. I'm a Baruch she hecheriv Beisai shalavuchanetzar harasha. Ra'a goyv shel aroyos oikiv shon esh that Daniel and Chananya shalav ezer were thrown into. I'm a Baruch she asa nisim lavasein magam azeh. Ra Markoilis, that was the avodah zarah of Bavel. I'm a Baruch she nasan erechapayim loyver ritzaynai. Ra makam shenoylim mimenu offer they took offer to what to make the middle Bavel. The middle Bavel. Oimer Baruch, Oimer Yoseh, Gozer Umekayim. No, no, they take offer out of the land and they export it. So it's destroying the land. Gozer Baruch, Baruch Oimer Yoseh, Gozer Umekayim. Look at Rashi. Rashi. Makom Yesh Bavel She'ein Behema Yoseh Misham. Im Einoistim Olecha offer, may offer Ma Makom. Vusimen Hash made Umekiloisecha Shal Bavel He. They would export the earth. A Bavel, that's a chelik of the klala. So therefore, when you see the earth, well, they take earth from that part. That's part of the klala. You make goyzu mekayim, mashem and gzeira. Rav, okay, avachazi chamrei the shakli chamrei. When he saw chamrei
donkeys, they were carrying earth.
The shakli tarfel who yod al gabai, he would bang, he would hit them. No, quicker, faster. Amar rehoitu tzadike lemevad ruusa demareichu. Run the righteous to do the will of your master. He took offer in his handkerchief. I will sweep it away with a broom of destruction. I never heard this. He's supposed to go and say this. Supposed to take out some earth when you go to Bavel. When you visit Iraq. I never heard this halacha. He's supposed to take with you some earth to fulfill what it says. I will sweep away with the broom of destruction. Ella midatoy, and then the halacha, the five blessings. Ella midatoy berichtinu lekuli. I made these brachas on my own accord. On my own accord, I knew making brachas. I'm a yumia. I'm a lazim. I'm a miskal above. Miskal shechanechas. Miskal shaymrain. Misbarchu shechanechas. Miskal above. Miskal shechanechas. Vesamtia lemoirash kipod to a heap. Of garbage. Okay, the Moirish means a heap, a kippot is garbage.
The Agme
or Moirish of kippot sometimes means owls, ostriches, creatures that frequent the desert. The Agme, Maim, swamps, that was the Aser Shvatim into a forest. Lemate camp, planting of vineyards is going to come back as part of Eretz Yisrael. All right, I have to stop over here. Up to Noach. Noach mit sieben Geisen. What do we do today? I want you to do left and left, right?
What time did you start? Why did you start early for?
Because no one came early.
So why did you start early?
Let's start 8:15 tomorrow.
8:15.
What time did you start? Why did you start early today? Where did you start from? Did I miss what it is?
8:15 on the dot.
Hello, what it is?
This is two lines.
Oh, they saw this. So you started where? I'm going to pee around?
It's all recorded. Who's ever going to listen to this?